The deadline is rapidly approaching to gather enough valid signatures to put the Invest in Ed tax increase measure on November's ballot. That measure is closely connected to the Red for Ed movement, which included teacher walkouts and walk-ins in the spring. On Saturday, Red for Ed gathers again at the state capitol for a rally and signature gathering effort. And with me to talk about that is elementary school teacher Noah Carvelis, one of the leaders of Arizona Educators United. Noah, at this point, how are things going? Has your momentum slowed at all with school out of session and the summer heat kicking in?
You know, the momentum is still really carrying forward and it's still really powerful. It's just been channeled in a different way now. So we're not seeing as many of the actions occurring at our schools and our communities, of course. But essentially, if you go almost anywhere, especially in the Valley here and Tucson and Flagstaff and all across the state, but especially concentrated here, you're going to see people still out in the red circulating petitions. And that's for the Invest in Ed initiative. So there's still a ton of momentum. There are teachers who are working essentially around the clock to make sure that our schools are fully funded, that there is another $700 million so we get back to our 2008 funding levels. There's a lot of energy around that cause right now.
Right. So even if we're not seeing it necessarily, because there isn't quite the public event that we saw with the Red for Ed, with the walkouts, you're still feeling a vibe there.
Yeah, 100%. There's a ton of energy. And if you scroll through our Facebook page, for example, you'll see a lot of that energy that the discussions are still happening. The teachers understand that the issue isn't solved. We're still missing $700 million from our public education budget, and that's why they're out there every day fighting for Invest in Ed and fighting for our students and our lives as teachers.
So how many eggs is the movement putting in the basket of the Invest in Ed? Is that the main source of this, and is there any risk in that, in putting so much support behind that one particular initiative?
That's our main focus right now. What people are doing, several different things who are within the movement. Really, we're focused on Invest in Ed, but there are people who are, you know, they're running for legislative positions now. They've become very active in school board issues in their community, different things like that. But our focus right now is Invest in Ed, and I don't see a lot of risk in focusing so heavily on that because we're confident that this is what Arizona not only needs but wants, and our polls reflect that. So we're focused on making sure that this is on the ballot so Arizonans have an option to say, yes, I do want to fully fund our public schools here in Arizona. And yes, I do want to give every teacher and every student the opportunity that they deserve.
How organized an event is Saturday going to be? Is it mostly a signature gathering event? Is it more of a rally?
So it's going to be kind of two things. We're going to come together in the morning. People will check in around 7:30. They'll get a petition packet when they do. And they'll get basically everything they need to go out and have a great day collecting signatures. And we'll have a quick rally that morning, probably about 15 minutes, kind of send people off, tell them what they're going to be working on today, why it's so important. And we'll send them off. They'll go get their signatures, come back in. We'll have some food and kind of a larger rally there and kind of a celebration of the movement and the successes so far and the great turnout that I'm sure we'll have and the great amount of signatures that I'm sure we'll pull in that day. And we'll be celebrating that. And so it's kind of both. It's a rally. And it's a day of making sure we go out there and we do some good work for the future of Arizona schools.
Now, the deadline is rapidly approaching to get those valid signatures in. We've heard in a couple of other races, candidate races, there's been concern raised about validity of signatures. Have you had any issues with that so far?
We really haven't. Our validity rate is really great, and I think it's due to our incredible volunteers that are out there. The teachers care really, really passionately about this initiative. And if you had any interactions with them, they'll watch you and they'll make sure you're right in the lines, you got the date right and all of that. And because of their dedication to that and how much they've been working on this, we have a really great validity rate right now.
Let me ask you about the number of candidates who are teachers who are running for legislature, as you mentioned. Is there a way of changing from the inside out? Because we've all heard about people who want to go to the legislature and change things, and it often doesn't happen that way. Does this have to be success of many teachers winning their races, or is the fact that the message is out there, the fact that K-12 education, K-12 funding, teacher funding is at the top of people's minds, is that enough?
Yeah, I think it's both. We need to make sure that the issues are out there, and we need to make sure that we have people in the legislature and the right number of people to actually move bills and get things passed and get it done. And I think right now we're seeing a strong step in that direction where education and teachers themselves are going to have a strong say in how things happen down at the Capitol now. I think we've seen a shift in the political landscape with Red for Ed, where education is an important issue here that can't be ignored, and teachers' voices and the lives of students can no longer be ignored.
Is there any backlash in the sense that there were some people who wondered that after a couple of days of a walkout, a few days of a walkout, a lot of people were with you, Was there any sense that there was any turn? And have you felt any backlash at all, even in the gathering of signatures?
You know, we really haven't. We've seen overwhelming support throughout all of these actions, including the walkout, including InvestNet. Of course, there are some people who don't agree with the tactics, or they don't agree that we need to erase the $700 million that we're missing. But overwhelmingly, in the polls for InvestNet show this, that the overwhelming majority of Arizonans believe in our public schools, and they believe in our teachers, and they believe that students here deserve to have a fair chance at an education. That means fully funding education.
Noah Karvelas is an elementary school teacher in Phoenix. He's also one of the leaders of Arizona Educators United. Noah, thank you for the time today.
Thank you.